Would you join me in singing Happy Birthday to Baby Jesus? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. We can do better than that. Let's do it one more time. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager and I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel.
Oh yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast. They tried to go to a hotel and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel were singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherd said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
Well, we should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one to have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Merry Christmas. We are so happy that you are here to celebrate the birth of Jesus with us. This is our special service for children and families, and we hope that you will participate in making a joyful noise to the Lord with us. In this service, making a joyful noise might mean laughing, singing, playing your flute, and just having a good time. We love all the joyful noises that children and families make, so please relax and make yourselves at home. We are glad you are here.
Would you please join me in the call to worship? On a night like this, angels appeared to the shepherds. May our eyes be open. They told the good news that Christ was to come. May our ears be ready to hear. To us is born a Savior, the Lord. May our hearts be open. Go and find the baby lying in a manger. May we seek our Savior Christ the Lord.
We light the first candle as a symbol of Christ, our hope. The second candle we light represents the love of Christ. The third candle reminds us of the joy Jesus brings with us when we follow him. The fourth candle we light is a symbol of the peace we find through God. Finally, because it is Christmas Eve, we light the Christ candle. May Christ be born in our hearts this night. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Please stand for a reading of the scripture. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to a firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Good evening. I'm so glad you're here. At this time, I would like to invite all of our little ones, our bigger kids, and any grown-up that may want to come with them to come up front, bring your wands and your whistles, because I'm going to tell a story and I need some help. So come have a seat right here. Miss Dawn will show you where to go. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to talk about the first Christmas when baby Jesus was born, but I'm going to need your help. Do you think you can help me? Yes? Okay. So whenever I say the word star, if you have a wand, I want you to hold it and wave it up and be the stars in the sky. Okay, let's practice. Star. Good job. Wave them nice and high. Good job. And if I say angel, I want you to take your flute, and we're going to pretend like it's an angel trumpet. So when I say angel, I want you to blow your flute. Angel. Good job. Good job. Okay. And there might be a few other fun things I ask for you to do during the story to help me, okay? All right. Are you guys ready? All right. Let's get started. One winter's night, long, long ago, God, who made the moon, the rain, the rivers, the flowers, and all the silvery stars in the sky, did a new and wonderful thing. God sent his own dear son down from heaven to join the world and live with people like you and me for a while. The Son of God did not come as a grown man at first. He was born as a tiny baby, like all the rest of us. This is how it happened. There lived in a little town called Nazareth a man and woman named Joseph and Mary. One morning when Mary was alone, an angel came into her kitchen to tell her a special message. You guys are really good at being angels. Okay, thanks. She was going to have a son, and God would be his father. The name of her son would be Jesus. While Joseph was asleep, can you pretend to be asleep? When Joseph was asleep, the angel whispered the same message to him. This news made Mary and Joseph feel very special and honored. Now, there was a king, a mean and uncaring king, who wanted to count all the people in the land so that he could make them pay more money. So Mary and Joseph had to leave their home. Mary had to ride an old gray donkey. Can you be a donkey? Say hee-haw. Hee-haw. Good job. While Joseph held the reins and walked to Bethlehem, Joseph was very tired and his feet hurt, and he and Mary could hardly keep awake. Oh, can you stretch and rub your eyes like you're tired? Oh. They finally made it to the little town of Bethlehem. Look, I see them coming now. Say hi, Mary and Joseph. Now, every hotel and every inn was very crowded. Many, many people had come to Bethlehem to be counted by the king. The town was crowded. The dusty streets were full of people. Joseph and Mary were tired. Be tired again. Oh, rub your eyes and stretch. They walked and walked and needed a place to rest. Mary knew it was almost time for the baby to come. She knew they must find a place to stay soon. Outside an inn, Mary tied the donkey to a post. Can you be a donkey again? Say hee-haw! Good job. Joseph went to the door wondering if they would have room for his family. Would this be the place where the baby would be born? Joseph knocked. The innkeeper looked out the window and said, "May I help you?" As the young man stood by his pretty companion, he began to speak in a low, trembling voice. "Do you have room for..." "Room?" I blurted out. "No, no, no. There is no room here. You should have come earlier or at least sent me word. You'll have to go elsewhere." I was prepared to continue my nap when, much to my surprise, the young man spoke again. "But sir, you've got to have room." I jumped up and shouted at him, "I don't have to have anything. I've already told you I can't take care of you. I've got to get some rest." But patiently and kindly he responded, "Sir, please, my wife is expecting a baby right away. We've tried everywhere. All the rooms are full. Can't you give her some place, please?" Looking closer, I noticed that the young man spoke the truth about his wife. Then I began to feel really sorry for them. I thought for a moment. Then I said, "Well, you do need a place to stay. If you're not too picky, I believe I can provide something for you. Come with me." Outside, we saw all the stars in the sky. Let me see your stars. Good job. "I have a stable for you. You may stay here if you wish. There are animals there too, but it's nice and warm and dry. And there is clean hay for a bed." So the innkeeper took Joseph and Mary to the stable. Joseph found a corner and fixed a bed for Mary on the stable floor. Her bed was just a warm pile of straw, and Joseph rolled up his coat to be her pillow. It was there in that stable that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. Mary wrapped the baby in soft cloths. She held him tightly. Can you make your hands like you're holding and rocking a baby? Oh. She rocked him to sleep. She had no cradle for her little son, so when he went to sleep, she put him in a manger box full of hay. Then she looked out and saw all the beautiful stars in the sky and praised God for her son.
Away in the manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he ask thee to stay close by me further and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children and thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
While baby Jesus was sleeping, can you pretend to sleep? And Mary and Joseph were watching over him. Something wonderful was happening nearby in the fields of Bethlehem. There were many shepherds out in the fields that night keeping watch over the sheep all night. Can you be a sheep? Say, bah. Good job. There in the back, I think I see the shepherds now. Oh, they look excited. This is what happened to them. They were standing in the field talking when suddenly an angel appeared to them. You guys are the best angels. Appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. The sky was filled with angels. Look, I think I see an angel. The shepherds were scared. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." The angel told the shepherds to go and see for themselves what God had done.
Sing with me. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to
When the shepherds had seen baby Jesus, they told everyone they met about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds walked back to their fields, looking up at all the beautiful stars in the sky, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen. One day, some wise men from the east were looking at all the stars. Let me see your stars. Good job. They saw a big, new, brilliant star. It meant a new king had been born. They wanted to see this new king, so they followed the bright star to Bethlehem. The star guided the wise men to where baby Jesus was. Do you see them coming? Can you find the wise men? That's right. Hold up your stars so that they can follow it. Good job. When the wise men came to the stable, they saw the baby Jesus with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they gave him presents to celebrate his birth. Can you put your hands out like you're giving a present? They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were the very first gifts of Christmas. All right, and you guys can go find your grown-ups and sit back with your families, and we're going to sing Joy to the World.
Let's all, after your child gets back to you, let's stand and sing. Joy to the World. heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, men will their songs employ, while fields and floods, what fields and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. More let sins and sorrows grow, more thorns have fast abound. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as be seated.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for all the many things you have given us. We especially thank you for bringing the little baby Jesus into this world. Just as angels appeared to the shepherds so long ago, may you appear to us today. May we see you in the love we share with each other. Help us to be like Jesus and be more loving to everyone. Please bless this offering so that we can give back to you some of what you have given us. Thank you, God. Amen.
Angels, we have heard on high sweetly singing o'er the plains. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why these songs of happy cheer? What great brightness did you see? What great tidings did you hear? Chelsea's day.
great. Well, hey, y'all. My name's Pastor Ashley, and my children are the ones that are losing their minds right now. So you all feel free to let your children lose their minds, too. It is totally okay. We are going to have communion tonight, and I'm so excited about it. I think my little buddy Booker is going to help me. Can you wave to everybody? You going to come with me to do communion? I think so. He's a little nervous now. So, well, y'all, I'm just so happy that you guys are here and that we get to share communion together. If you're like me, then you know that when you gather around a dinner table, it can be really fun, but sometimes it gets a little messy, doesn't it? Especially when you have little ones, you just don't know what to expect. And I, for one, think that that's a really good picture for us, especially on a night like tonight when we think about the fact that when Jesus was born, you know, it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns. It wasn't perfect. It was very real. And that's, I know, that's bread. That's what's so miraculous about God coming to greet us in the form of this precious baby. It means that God wants to be real in our lives. God wants to meet us in the very real things that happen in our lives, in our joys and our sorrows, in our anxiety and in our struggles, in everything that's good and everything that's bad. God loves you and is with you. And so this meal reminds us of God's presence with us. And when we eat this meal together, we remember that the night before Jesus died, he gathered around probably a pretty messy dinner table. And he had a meal with his very best friends, with his family, who were the disciples. Yeah. And we sang happy birthday a little while ago, too. Booker would like to remind us. So as we gather around this table, we remember that when Jesus was going to die on the cross, he also took a moment. Can you hang out there? And he shared a meal with his friends, and he took some bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke that bread, and he offered it to his disciples, to every single one of us. And he said that every time we gathered together for a meal, that we should share this bread in memory of him. And after the supper was over, he lifted up the cup, and he reminded us that this was his body that was poured out for us, and that every time we shared this drink together, that we would remember that Jesus loves us so very much. So that's what this meal is about tonight. In the Methodist Church, we celebrate an open communion table, and that means that everyone is welcome to share communion together. I believe Arlie is going to help us and come up and pray with us. She's going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer, which is also something that we often do around the dinner table before we share a meal together. So, Arlie, would you lead us at this time?
Will you please bow your heads and pray with me? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. And for thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Arlie. So again, please know that this communion table is open. And the way it's going to work is I'll invite those who are helping to serve communion with me to come forward at this time. And what we'll do is you'll take a wafer and you'll just dip it into the cup, and that's how we'll receive communion tonight. We also have a gluten-free station that'll be over by that Christmas tree, and you'll be invited to come as you are, and we'll have some lovely music in the process. This table is open for all.
Friends, we come to the moment in which we light candles and bathe in candlelight, have an opportunity to sing a hymn, Silent Night. I remember Norman Vincent Peale's words that when the magic wand of Christmas is waved, everything seems more soft and beautiful. And certainly you tonight will look beautiful in God's eyes and beautiful in one another's eyes as we take this holy moment. Please guard your candle carefully and share it with your young friends if that's possible under your attentive eye, and may we participate in this worshipful moment, remembering that Jesus is the light of the world. Okay. So, very good. Here we go. Extinguish your candles carefully and receive the benediction. May the starlight of this night guide all of us to our Bethlehem, that we may discover that Christ the Lord has been born into us, and may the light of his counsel, the love of his heart, guide all of us in our lives until we come to know the peace and the blessing and salvation he brings. A Merry Christmas to each of you. And a good night. Go in peace. Amen.